Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to Faith for Families. We're in a series called Ever After, Where You're Going to Spend Eternity. And one of the things about being a father and a husband, you know, your kids ask you a lot of questions sometimes about what happens. You know, we got a big family. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters, and my father-in-law's got 12 brothers and sisters, and both my mom and my mother-in-law have 5 brothers and sisters, and of all ages. And so, you know, we've had opportunity, you know, you have loved ones that go on to heaven or go on and pass away. And, you know, you go to funerals and kids go, Dad, what happened to them? Well, they died. Their body wore out. Their body died, but their spirit and their soul are still alive because we are eternal creatures. We live forever. And so, and they talk about that. Well, how do you know they went to heaven? And did they go to heaven sometimes? So, well, you know, no one knows for sure until you get there. Now, if they knew Jesus, they know. And so what we're talking about is this 6 basic things about the ever after. Number one, you know, what's involved? So, well, number one, you know the Word of God. And we're going to talk about that, how it's the Word of God. Without the Bible, nothing makes sense. We don't know anything, but God has let us know what we need to know. God wants to save us. God does not want us to perish. So we're going to talk about the Word of God. We're talking about sin, which we talked about. What sin will do, the wages of sin is death. Sin is rebellion against God. It started with Lucifer in heaven. Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, and he caused man to sin. He tempts man. It's what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden. Lucifer used the serpent to tempt Adam and Eve, and got them to turn their back against God. And when Adam did that, through Adam, sin came on to every human. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Why is that important? Because the Bible says that's why we were created, was to bring glory to God. And the wages of that sin is death. Now that temptation comes when it's fulfilled. Sin is born. When sin is finally fulfilled, death is born. It kills us. Kills us physically. Kills us. Separates us from God, you know, through eternity. It's a bad thing. But Jesus came to die for sinners. And so we're going to talk today about salvation. Talk about the Word of God, sin, salvation. We're going to talk eventually about heaven, what it is, where it is it real, what's it look like, what are we going to do when we get there, who are we going to see, what will we know. We're going to talk about hell, and is it real, and where is it, and what are people doing there, and is that the eternal resting place? What's the difference between hell and the lake of fire? And we're going to go through all the scriptures and find out. But today, we're going to talk about salvation. So if you got a pencil and paper, write these down. It's going to really help you out today. This is what the world needs. It's what the church is trying to do, which is present salvation to a lost and dying world. Somebody presented it to us. Nobody just got smart, got saved. Somebody prayed. Somebody witnessed. Somebody intervened. Because the Bible says they can't hear. They don't have a preacher. Can't get saved. Can't hear the Word of God. Because it's faith in the Word of God that brings salvation. It comes by God's grace. You don't earn it. You don't earn your way to heaven by being good. You just receive the grace of God. So listen today. This is some great scripture. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this: but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. You need to be born again. It's the only way you see the kingdom of God is by being born again, Jesus said. Now, how do you receive this? Well, watch this. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 12. A wise person sees danger and takes precautions, but the simple-minded pass blindly on and suffer the consequences. And sometimes you just look around and you realize, man, my life's not good. My life has not turned out like I thought. This is not what I thought life would be. You know, man, this is not exactly what I was looking for. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 says this: for God says, at just the right time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. You know, something you need to seek. God says he draws the unbeliever out of his goodness. God's not trying to scare us into heaven with tragedy and fear. God's trying to love us into heaven. The Romans says this, that God draws the unbeliever by being good to him. It's the goodness of God. Peter went fishing and wouldn't catch anything. Jesus told him to launch out into the deep for a great catch of fish. Peter didn't believe it because you don't catch fish in the deep in the day. Catch fish in the shallow at night. But Jesus said, let's go do it. And all of a sudden, those nets filled up, and the boat's sinking, and the nets are breaking, and fish are flopping. And all of a sudden, the Bible says, Peter remembered the Lord that had told him to do this. And he went face down on the deck of that boat, and here's what he said to Jesus after this incredible catch of fish. He's going to retire off this. He's going to be wealthy. but he's convicted. And he puts his face down that boat and said, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Now, what put Peter on the deck of that boat was the goodness of God. I can imagine Jesus saying, kind of messes with you, doesn't it? It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance, not tragedy. Yet people think, well, that's just God working with them. No, it's not. That's not biblical. It's the goodness of God that leads men. The devil may be trying to kill people. He's a murderer. The devil is a thief. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He'll steal. You know, like, you know, God's good. He's good all the time. So listen to this. We cannot save ourselves. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. God saved you by his grace when you believed. You can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. I grew up in church where they thought about you earned your way to heaven. Well, you know, I've kept most of the Ten Commandments, and I've been good most of my life. That won't get you to heaven. Only Jesus gets you to heaven. Jesus is the only way there, believing that he took my place on the cross, died for me when I should have died as a sinner, and my faith in him, that salvation, that's what saves me. Look what it says here in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. So we cannot be saved by keeping the law, because nobody can keep the law. That's why God gave it. Look at this, Romans chapter 3, verse 20. For no one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. I tell people, God did not give the Ten Commandments to be kept. Do you understand that? God gave the Ten Commandments to show us we couldn't keep them. That's why he gave them. He said that the law was a schoolmaster to point us to Christ. You need to be born again. You don't have the ability to do it. I'm going to give you the law to show you what a doofus you are. You can't keep it. He goes and it says here, it says the law simply shows us how sinful we are. That's what it said in Romans. What was the law? Schoolmaster, you need Jesus. You need to be born again, but you don't know that. So I'm going to give you the law. So you can't live a good life. You can't be a good father, husband, mother, wife. Your flesh is messing with you. You need to be born again. Old things need to pass away. All things need to become new. A new creature in Christ Jesus. Now then, two things we must do to receive God's mercy. Proverbs 28, verse 13. People who conceal their sins will not prosper. But if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. So what two things do we do? Well, confess sins, you turn from sins. What's that get you? Mercy of God. God's mercy is a brand new every morning. Brand new. What's been, not the grace of God, not the power, but God's mercy. Now, the only time you get mercy is when you've repented. That's the only time you can get mercy. Blind Bartimaeus needed healing. He didn't ask for it. He asked for mercy. When Jesus came walking by, he said, mercy, son of David, have mercy on me. And it stopped God in his tracks, for God is a merciful God. His mercy endures forever. His mercy's new every morning. God's trying to help sinful people. God is a merciful God. Now then, two things. Two things God does when we confess our sins. 1 John 1, 9 says this. But if we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just, not only to forgive us our sins, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when I confess my sins, God does two things. He forgives me and he cleanses me, because God loves me. That's why Jesus came, went to the cross for me. The remedy for sin. Look at this. I like this. Talk to Psalms 103, verse 2. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things God does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. What's God wanting to do? He's not wanting to put me in hell. People say, how can a loving God send people to hell? God does not send people to hell. People choose to go there. Hell was created for only one reason, Matthew said. One reason hell was created. It was for the devil and the fallen angels. God didn't make hell for man. But man will end up going there, the Bible says, if you choose to go. God will let you choose what you want to do. Listen, we are free will creatures. That's why God made us the way we are. We get to choose. God wanted people that would choose to love him. You want to marry somebody that feels like they have to be with you. You want to marry somebody that wants to be with you. That's what God wants. That's why Ephesians says the church is kind of like a marriage. They're kind of compared. I want to be with you. I want to hang out with you. I want to learn more about you. That's what it's about. Getting the remedies for sin, 1 John 1, 7. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What cleanses from sin? The blood of Jesus. Jesus going to the cross, dying for us. His shed blood. Watch this. Two things you must do to be saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10. I pray with these people. We do about 80 seminars a year on the family. I give an altar call every time. Give people opportunity to bring them to a point of decision to receive Jesus, to know they're going to live forever in heaven and not end up going to hell, because they're not supposed to. I want you to go to heaven, but you got to make a choice. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says this. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. How do I get saved? I need to believe in my heart, confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord. Woo, have mercy. I love that. by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. That's how salvation comes. Now, Christ will not reject us. I tell people, man, I've not lived right. I've been so bad. I've done so much wrong. God knows that. You've never done anything that surprised God or shocked him or took God by surprise. God is an all-knowing God. God knew you before you were created. Look down three times, saw every sin you'd still commit, every lie you'd ever tell, every nasty thing you'd ever do and say, and still sent his son after you. That's the love of God. Watch this. John chapter 6, verse 37. However, those the Father has given to me, Jesus said, will come to me and I will never reject them. When I go to God, he's not going to cast me out. He's trying to save me. He loves me. God's promised me, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice, I will open the door. I will come in and we will fellowship together. God says this. I used to tell people, God did not kick the doors into my life. God knocked on the door of my heart one day. I said, Joe, may I come into your heart? And I said, yes, Jesus, please come into my life. And Jesus came into my life and saved me. Old things passed away. All things became new. Took my sins as far as the east is from the west, put them in the depths of the sea. There's no record of them in heaven. God himself does not remember them. And whatever the devil stole from me, he has to pay back seven times. Salvation is the greatest thing that's ever been. We love God and Jesus for what he did. Now, here's what it says. We receive Christ, what do I become? John chapter 1, verse 12. This is what I become by getting saved. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave them the right and the power to become children of God. What did I become when I accepted Jesus? Became a child of God. God's my father. Jesus is my brother. There's angels that ministered to me on his behalf. I have more privilege than you could ever imagine. More honor, more rights. It's incredible. Goes on and says this, 1 John 1:13, or John 1:13. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. I'm a child of God, and I'm born again. That's what happened to me when I received Jesus. Here's what happens. Romans chapter 6. It's what God gives us through Christ. For the wages of sin is death. Okay, we've talked about that. We talked about sin. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So what did I get when I got saved? I got eternal life. I got the power to become a child of God. I got born again. Old things passed away. We know we're saved by this. 1 John 5:13. I have written this to you, watch this, who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life. People say, well, you don't know if you're saved. Sure you do. You can know that you're saved. Have confidence. You say, yes, I am. I've made Jesus the Lord of my life. I've repented of my sins. 1 John 5:11, and this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Where'd you get eternal life? Jesus. Then 1 John 5:12, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. Now, salvation gives us power, guys. I'm telling you something. This is so good. Look at this. Jesus lives in us by faith. Galatians 2:20, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I wasn't chasing Jesus. Jesus chased me. God knew I was a sinner and lost when I was born because of my old sin nature. But he sent someone to save me. He sent his Son. Look what it says. I like this, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and they will keep you strong. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.